بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي الأسقع واثل بن أسقع رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن من أعظم الفراء أن يدعي الرجل إلى غير أبيه أو يرى عينه ما لم ترى، أو يقول على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لم يقل. رواه البخاري. واصل بن أسقع رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, verily, of the worst type of fabrications or lies, that a person, or height of dishonesty that a person can engage in, three things are mentioned. We discussed quite a detail the first one yesterday, where a person attributes his lineage to someone other than his father. Just to recap, this confusion in families and lineage ancestries can lead to very great guna, sin, transgression, because through one's lineage, hurmat, in other words, who your maharim are established in Shariat. So by interfering with that, great confusion can occur, as well as the laws of inheritance. As we discussed in detail yesterday, the rules and regulations of other cultures when it comes to adoption, where a person changes his name, adoption is taken to a level where the whole family heritage and so on changes, that does not apply in Islam. Person is adopted, when it comes to the laws of inheritance, they will not automatically inherit like a Quranic heir. So from that we can see that interfering in one's lineage or interfering in one's surname, etc., causes a lot of confusion, potential problems. It's an attribute of a lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained yesterday. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, of the worst type of fabrications or lies is that a person attributes his lineage to someone other than his father. The second part of the hadith is why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith, which is actually, as I said, mentioned previously, the last hadith in this chapter on dreams. Person did not see a dream, and he goes around telling people that I saw a dream. A certain dream. This may seem something innocent enough, but Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see in this hadith, he says this is the worst type of fabrication, one of the worst type of lies a person can speak. You speak a lie to people, that is a great kabira guna, major sin, something Sharia totally prohibits. When you say that you saw a dream that you didn't see, first of all, who is it that's showing you a dream? Particularly a good dream, we learn from hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Min Allah, falyahmadillah alayh." Good dream is from Allah. Praise Allah, thank Allah for what He showed you. Other hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Mubashirat." It is a form of glad tidings, it's a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Another hadith that passed here, juz'un min sittati wa arba'ina juz'an min an-nubuwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is 1/46 of nubuwat. Also, in other words, it's almost a form of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is you lie to people. When you say that you saw a dream that you didn't see, you are actually lying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are attributing something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He did not do. Allah did not show you such a dream. So here also, it may seem something innocent, but we have to be very, very careful. Don't make up dreams. One person, I mentioned this previously, one person, obviously, what would be the motivation? Why would you make up a dream? Maybe you want to subscribe to some sort of piety that you didn't actually earn. Sometimes a person may say that he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas he didn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes a person may, whatever the motivation, like is mentioned, one latifa, one person asked Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, to kiski kya matlab hai ki main ab sahabi ban gaya. So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi told him, ha, ab sahabi ban gaya, khabi sahabi. Yes, you become, he said, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, does he make me a sahabi? So he said, yes, you're a sahabi in your dreams. So we find that Adam al-Fira, one of the worst type of fabrications, that a person says that he saw a dream that he did not see. The third prohibition that is found in this hadith, very, very severe warning and precaution we are given. Allah Ta'ala mentions about the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal the Quran, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Without a doubt, we will protect this Quran. Protection of the Quran does not only entail protection of the words and alphabets and letters of the Quran, it entails protection of the message of the Quran. The day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the constitution of the Quran, the social etiquette of the Quran, the way of life of the Quran, what the Quran propagates. Someone asked Aisha radiallahu anha to describe the moral code or compass of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She condensed it and she said, Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. The living, walking, talking Quran was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like Allah took upon himself to protect the letters and alphabets of the Quran, Allah took upon himself to protect the message and constitution and moral compass of the Quran. In other words, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So part of that protection, one is to preserve what he said. Part of that protection is also to protect the Shariat from the introduction of that which he did not say. So whatever your motivation for you to attribute something to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he in fact did not say, is a very, very great kabira guna and sin. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Ulama say this hadith, according to the scholars of hadith, reaches the level of what we call tawatur. Tawatur means so many sahaba have narrated it that it is impossible that they could have come together on something that is a lie or could have plotted to introduce this. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He who attributes a lie to me intentionally, he who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something that he did not say, فَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقَعْدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, let him prepare his abode in Jahannam. In our tabligh circles, we are given this, constantly given this reminder, given this hidayat, given this encouragement, and by stay within the parameters of the six qualities. Particularly, if you're not an alim, don't start saying things that you don't understand correctly. What is the danger? The danger is you could attribute something to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he did not say. Or maybe what we call fabricated hadith. The science of hadith is very, very intricate. And Allah Ta'ala inspired our Salaf Saliheen, scholars of the past. Allah Ta'ala blessed them, inspired them. Real giants have been selected and chosen in this ummah. Personalities, Allah Ta'ala gave them such a memory. Some of them, like Imam Abu Zur'a rahmatullah alayhi, great muhaddith and scholar, he says, I can, from memory, I can from memory recite 100,000 ahadith like how you read Qulhu Allah. The difficulty for you to learn Surah Ikhlas, few verses, with that same level of exertion, I can read 100,000 ahadith from memory. Hafiz a hadith is a title that has been given to the scholars of ahadith. What is the criteria? Is that personality needs to know more than 100,000 ahadith by heart. Then he is Hafiz a hadith. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, it's mentioned about him in compiling his Abu Dawud Sharif. He says, my gaze, my ubur was on 480,000 ahadith before I selected the plus minus 4,800 ahadith that are in Abu Dawud Sharif. So like that, there are multitudes of examples. The science of hadith, what we call usul hadith, principles of ahadith, categorization of ahadith, sahih, hasan, hasan li ghayrihi, etc. This is a particular and very, very intricate and absolutely necessary science that was introduced. And what is the purpose and objective? To preserve and protect the utterances and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not something that we should take lightly. In fact, as the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, in his Fazail Amal, in the chapter of Ilm, he's devoted an entire sub-chapter to this. How careful and how meticulous the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were when it came to attributing anything to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So coming back to this, particularly our Jamaat Satis, at times we are required to give bayan. Now, when we give bayan, human nature is we like to be entertaining. Sometimes you want to show people your prowess, how good your memory is, etc., etc. And sometimes some people may come and say, you know, you're saying the same thing over and over again, it's boring, etc. So in this drive to be entertaining, this is a slippery slope if we go in this direction, where we start quoting anything we read, anything we came across. Because they were, without a doubt, enemies of Islam. And certain instances, there were people with good intentions that they wanted to encourage people. In fact, one whole entire firqa came about in the past. A group of people that felt it was permissible to fabricate ahadith to encourage people. So they made up ahadith. For example, if in a locality people are not reading namaz, they would make up ahadith warning people. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, na'uzu billah, they say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't read namaz, then this is going to happen and that is going to happen, to encourage people. So they had good intentions, but the long-term effect would be the entire adulteration and destruction of deen. So this is where we have to be very, very careful. Simple protection, stay within the parameters of the 6 points. And don't say things that you just heard somewhere. We stick to what is sound, what we are, what we know. And we find that in our tablighi circles, there are certain things, actually, which ulama, certain ahadith, certain utterances that ulama have categorized as what we call mawdu'at. Mawdu'at means fabricated. They have no basis. No, like we say in layman's terms, no legs to stand on. And yet, some of these things have become mashur. Some of the things have become famous. And unfortunately, when something is a falsehood, the nature of falsehood is such that if you repeat it often enough, then people will start thinking it's correct. So we should not fall into this trap. We should be very, very careful to complete this hadith. Inna min adhamil fira. Rasulullah said, one of the worst type of lies, kidbatul azima, great fabrication or lie that a person can engage in or do, yaqula ala rasulillah, to attribute to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma lam yaqul, to say that he said that which he did not say. In fact, ulama say this, one on the one hand, this is tantamount to adulterating deen and it creates a blot on the august, sublime personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq.